This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Representatives from Turkey, Sweden, and Finland agreed at a meeting Thursday to hold more talks on the stalled by the Nordic countries to join NATO. This, according to the alliance itself. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Turkey and Hungary are the only NATO countries still to ratify the applications, which must be accepted by all 30 existing members of the military organization. Ankara has held up the process and is pushing a list of demands, including that Sweden expel dozens of most Kurdish residents it suspects of ties to separatist militants. As part of its efforts to assuage Ankara, the Swedish government announced Thursday it wants to ban more activities linked to extremist groups as part of a text aimed at toughening its anti-terrorism law. Both Finland and Sweden dropped their decades-long policies of military non-alignment and applied to join the alliance last May in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia fired a huge wave of missiles across Ukraine on Thursday, killing at least six civilians in an attack Kyiv said included six hypersonic cruise missiles. In response, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia can only terrorize civilians. He said Russia will not avoid responsibility for the strikes that have hit infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions. Russia's defense ministry said it had carried out what it called a massive retaliatory strike as payback for a cross-border raid last week. Several people have been killed or seriously injured in a shooting at a Jehovah's Witness church in the northern German city of Hamburg. The motive for the attack is unclear, according to police on Thursday. The Bild newspaper reported that seven people were dead and eight others injured in the shooting.